It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sin, that's what we need. More love, less hatred, embrace.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. It's Friday, and tomorrow's going to be Saturday, and then we got Sunday. And if you're listening and you don't have a church home, we would love to have you become part of Fairton Christian Center. And you say, well, I don't know anything about it. Well, come and visit with us. We have people come and visit, and we never see them again. You know, they came, they like it, message in tongues or something happens, and it gets them all excited, and they don't like it. And you might not like it either, but it won't hurt you to come. You might find that we're really friendly, really, really courteous, really, really love Jesus Christ, and that good things happen in church. People are healed. People are set free from demonic powers. There's good things that happens when the gospel, in an uncompromised fashion, is preached. And that's what happens at Fairton Christian Center. So you're welcome. We would welcome you coming. Now, all week long, we have been touching on what is going on in our country, this war that's taking place between the left and the right. And we could kind of rephrase that. This war that is taking place between the reprobate mind and the mind that has been renewed through the reading of God's word and God's truth. Jesus said, a man cannot see the kingdom. He told Nicodemus this. You can't see the kingdom unless you're born again. So we have all these people who are unregenerate, and they have made a decision. No God. We don't want God. We don't want Jesus. We don't want Christianity. We don't want anything to do with it. And the Bible clearly teaches, we read that in 2 Corinthians 4, and that their minds can't comprehend the truth because it is blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan. There are demonic powers. And then yesterday we dealt with 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that says we are at war with these spirits. If you go to Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the weapons of our warfare there, talks about the armor of our warfare, and it talks about the fact that we are engaged. Now, to try and talk with somebody that is not familiar with the Bible, not born again, not having the Holy Spirit in their heart and mind, about having to deal with demonic strongholds and powers and principalities and kingdoms, they think you're nuts. But the truth is, we're right. There are these. I remember, it's been several years ago, I had a group of kids from our school down in Washington, D.C., and we were driving past the Iwo Jima Memorial. And I'm not thinking about anything, just driving along there, looking at that statue, and all of a sudden, this unbelievable feeling and desire for power came over me. It was like, I'll do anything for power. Sell my life, sell my wife, sell my reputation. I'll do anything for power. And that released off me, and the Holy Spirit spoke and said, that's a spirit. That's a stronghold. That's a principality that is over Washington, D.C. And you get good men, good women that are sent to Washington, D.C., but they're not saved. They're not born again. And they're there a few months, years, and all of a sudden, they're totally gone. You say, what happened to them? What happened to all the things that they said? They got seduced by this demonic stronghold of power to where they were corrupted. Now, people don't understand that. They don't understand that they're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but they are wrestling with these principalities, these powers, these kingdoms. But the Bible teaches that. And when you're born again, all of a sudden the light of God's kingdom opens up your eyes and you see, whoa, there is this realm of demonic power. There is a true Luciferian evil kingdom that's out there that's working against God's kingdom. And the Bible tells us what the end of that is going to be, that Jesus is going to come, and he's going to battle the man of sin at the Battle of Armageddon, and he's going to implement a new kingdom. But in the meantime, you and I are here, and we have to deal with this, and you can't understand the reprobate mind unless you understand these scriptures. Now look, in 2 Peter chapter 2, it says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned," that means there are angels, and some of these angels sinned, "but cast them down to hell," there's a hell, "and delivered them into chains of darkness." A certain group of these angels that sinned have already been put in hell, and they are controlled by chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. There's a judgment that's coming. And it says, "And he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness." So we're assuming that these angels that sinned and are chained in darkness must have done something prior to the great flood. "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes," and those cities have been found, and they're ashes, "condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." Look, ungodly people. The world was destroyed by a flood. It's going to be destroyed again by fire. Look, there's a reason why a certain type of sin is known as sodomy. It's because Sodom and Gomorrah practiced those sins, and they were destroyed. You say, "I don't like that. You shouldn't say that." It doesn't make any difference whether you like it or don't like it. I didn't say it. Peter says it. "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked," the wicked people, their conversation, their lifestyles, the things they say, the things they do, it's filthy. Filthy. For that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. You know, sometimes as Christians, I think we feel that way. We're living in this world. We see all this rotten stuff going on. It's filthy. It's wicked. And it vexes us. It makes us uncomfortable. But it says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." So you and I who love Jesus, we've got to begin to intercede against these powers of darkness and break their hold over people who have reprobate minds so that they can come to know Jesus and they can come to be born again and see the kingdom. And if so, they can go where Dan Malone's going to sing about, Beulah Land. No sad goodbyes. Land is mentioned in the Bible, and I heard that just over in Beulah Land, old hymn sang all for years when I was a kid. Never had any concept what Beulah Land was, but the word Beulah means married one, or the land of the married one, and that's what's going to happen when Jesus comes back for his bride. He's going to come back for the church, and he's going to receive to himself that which he paid for with his own blood. It's an exciting time that we live in. And the Bible says that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. It's kind of interesting. I was in Israel, and we went up in the northern part of Israel, and there was this place there, like a cave, that was actually called the Gates of Hell, kind of along towards the foot of Mount Hermon. And that's where people used to come and worship the pagan god Pan. And I was thinking about that these pagan gods, these demonic entities that have been given names, the gates to where their residence is, they can't prevail against the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And so the theme of this week was, let's go after these demonic entities that have blinded good people, people whose hearts could be set free, who could know the freedom of Jesus, who could know the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Let's go after these spirits that are blinding them and causing their minds to be reprobate, and bind them up with the name of Jesus. Bind them up. Tear them down. Tearing down strongholds, coming against the principalities, the powers, and the kingdoms. We did it in this last election as a church, and we can continue to do it. We can see revival come to this country. Jesus is our freedom.